Father, I thank you, Lord, again this morning for all your people that are here as we gather around the word of God. Let that light from your word shine in our hearts today. Give light, give understanding, and give us the confidence that comes with knowing that the Holy Spirit is with us. Give you, Lord, the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so today, battle-tested believers, ruggedness. Is what we want to talk about today. I'm just going to share some scriptures, maybe one or two stories. And, you know, just to exhort us, it's nothing you haven't heard before, you know. But the first scripture that I want to share with us here is in Second Corinthians. I'm just going to give some scriptures real quickly. And then I'm going to open up the room for more discussions and chat. So Second Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 8 and 9. And Paul's talking about all the things that we may go through from time to time, you know, but what should be our response? Well, we are troubled on every side, he said, yet we're not distressed. Not being distressed is the response of ruggedness when trouble comes. We are perplexed. But what's the response to that? Well, we are not in despair. We're not dismayed and we're not discouraged. That's the correct response. We are persecuted, but we know we are not forsaken. Even when we are cast down, you know, we know that we cannot be destroyed. Well, why is that? Because the scriptures say that, you know, as the mountains around about Jerusalem, so is the Lord in Psalm 125, round about his people forever. And they that trust in him, they shall be as Mount Zion that cannot be moved. So we cannot and should not be moved through any of these things. That should be our response. Second Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. It says, you know, thanks be unto God, hallelujah, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. So the Lord always causes us to triumph. And we should have that posture within us. Romans chapter 8. Paul begins to list out all the things that may come against us from time to time, but yet we know that we have the victory. It's just like I always know that Christ will cause us to triumph, you know, and here's how he put it. What more shall I say to these things? Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. What more shall I say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us these things? So that's, you know, let's think about that. God gave up his son. And he didn't even spare his son. He gave up his son for us. You know, then any other thing we ask, he can, we know and are sure that if he spared not his son, gave him up for us, well, then he will freely give us all these things. That's an encouragement. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make an intercession for us? Now listen to this. Who or what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? So these are all the things that we may go through. And what should be our response? Well, you know, this is like when you've been put through the ringer, so to speak. You know, battle-tested believers. The ruggedness that we must from time to time demonstrate through our lives, no matter what the devil throws at us. It's tribulation, there might be distress, there might be persecution, there might be famine, or nakedness, or the peril, or even the sword. You know, and he said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We've been battle tested. We know what's been going on. But we know that we have the victory. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Let's see how, it's a lot of testimony, you know, but let's see some other things, you know, how, you know, Paul put it for him, you know, by himself in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 17. He said, look, I have the marks in my body to prove it. I've been through a lot of stuff. He said, henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's been through a lot, shipwreck, you know, all kinds of things, beaten with many stripes, thrown into prison and all, you know, I mean, so many things that he's been through, you know, but what was his posture through it all? Well, his posture was, no matter any of these things, he said, finally, you know, in Acts 20 and 24, none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I received of the Lord to testify the gospel of the grace of God. That's right. None of these things move me. You know, be shipwrecked, be do this and that and so forth, and all kinds of things come up against me. But I don't even count my life as anything. I'm ready to go forward. Always. I mean, that's being battle tested. And no matter what the devil brings in. He also knew, Paul said, he knew how to fight, you know, and not just be throwing empty punches. You know, when you are in a battle, you can't play defense only. If you are only in a defensive posture, you're not going to win. At best, you know, you will survive and then retreat. But, you know, you've got to be on the offense as well. You know, so here's what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9, verses 26 and 27. He said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. So he's not just shadow boxing or just throwing punches around that's going to land nothing. He's going to land those punches. He knows exactly where to strike. And that's the way that we must be. When we take, you have to know how to not only take a punch, but also know to throw the punch at the devil and not fighting human beings. And also not only to throw the punch, but also to take a punch. You know, so the psalmist was one person. I mean, I love his examples of all the things he went through. And I'm going to read some of his testimonies to encourage us, you know, that, look, we're going to go through a lot of stuff, you know, but we've got to have that ruggedness. You know, where does that ruggedness come from? Well, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 3, Paul said, look, I want you as a good soldier of Jesus Christ to be rugged. Know how to endure, you know, hardness. You know, no matter what comes up against you, you can withstand it. Praise the Lord. Let's look at some of the, testimonies of the psalmist. Yeah. And all the things. His life was one that was full of challenges and things. Even when he was anointed to be king, you know, he could not get to the throne. It was like his life was in constant jeopardy. You know, Saul always trying to kill him. He had to run from one place to another, and so on and so forth. You know, and throughout his lifetime, he was a man of war. You know, always in one kind of battle or another. You know, but here's how he put it. He said, "Look, the Lord is my light and my salvation." Psalm 27. "The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." Now, listen to his testimony here. "Though an host should encamp against me, my heart will not fear." Now, most people's heart will melt if they see a host round about them. But he said, "Look, you know, I know how to endure these things. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident." So he knew how to endure those things. He even said in, Psalm 144, let's look at how he put it. Some of the things that he went through and how he scaled, you know, through the difficulties. These are people who put their minds, they're trained to endure hardness and all the things that may come their way. "Blessed be the Lord, my strength." You know, that's where he derives his strength from. "And he teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight." This man was in a few fights in his life. As a matter of fact, you know the story of Goliath. You know, and when everybody said, "You can't do it, you can't go up against Goliath," you know, this man, young man, said, "Look, I've been battle tested. I've gone up in hand-to-hand combat against a lion that took a little kid from the flock. I went out after him and took him by the beard and I smote him and I got my little sheep back from him." So, wow, you went to hand fight against the lion and you came out, you know, and you won that fight. Yeah, that's been battle tested. You know, maybe he had a few scars, you know, to show for it. We don't know. But, you know, not only that, a bear rose up against him. I mean, took one of the kid and he went out, challenged the bear. "Give back! Give it up!" And the thing rose up against him like that, pounded his chest and so on. But he went into fight against that. I don't know how he did it. Well, actually, one time I saw something. But anyway, you know, we don't know exactly how he did it. But he came out, you know, winning that fight. I mean, how in the world do you go and fight with the lion and win? You know, especially when the lion's got... You know, when he's got the prey, you know, and he's not going to let go. How are you going to get the victory over that? Well, you're rugged. You know, you're battle tested. And so when he came up against the bear, he was already tested against the lion. When he came up against Goliath, he was already tested against the lion and the bear together. As a matter of fact, he looked at Goliath and said, "Well, it's not any different from that bear. When that bear rose up against me, it was like 8-9 foot tall, you know, and I got a victory over that one. I know how to do it." They said, "Well, you can't. You're just a small child." And they said, "Well, I can do it too. You know, I've been battle tested. I've been through a few fights. I may not have this kind of skill that you think of wearing armor and all of these things and rushing into battle. But I've had my own battles. I've had my own battles and I know how to win them. And the Lord who gave me, delivered the lion into my hands and delivered me out of the paw, you know, of the bear and the lion, you know, I mean, that bear probably gave him a bear hug, tried to squeeze the life out of him. But one way or another, he won that fight. And he had something to testify about." And I said, "Well, I've been through all of that. I can go through even more. You know, here's Isaiah's testimony of being rugged. You know, he said, and this was one of our memory verses, Isaiah 50 and verse 7. I know that the Lord God will help me. That's right. Therefore, I will not be confounded. Therefore, have I set my face like a flint, you know, and I will know that I will not be ashamed. I mean, this man is setting his face like a flint. He's putting on his game face. He's rugged. He's ready to go for it. No matter what comes up his way, he is not going to give in, or he's not going to give up. He's not even going to let the enemy see that he has dismay in his mind. So he's going to set up his face like a, you know, he's going to take on his battle axe, put on his battle cry, and he's ready, you know, to go into battle anytime, no matter what the enemy brings his way. A just man will fall 7 times, Proverbs 24 and 16. But he's battle tested, and he will rise up again. You know, he will win or endure battle after battle after battle. And he's going to keep on going on. He's not going to give in, and he is not going to give up. And we have, you know, various testimonies from other people. You know, I'm just summarizing all the things that we have heard in the past today. Micah chapter 7 and verse 8, this was this man's own testimony that, look, you can knock me down, you know, but I will get up and I'm resilient like that, you know, and so forth. He knew that he can get through it, can get through the fight. It's going to be a few rough moments or many rough moments during that fight, but he's not going to stay down. And he's going to get through it one way or another. You know, Habakkuk, you know, he knew that, look, I mean, this man was, if you look at it in today's terms, you might call him bankrupt. You know, he had nothing going for him. You know, Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17, everything was broken. Nothing was working. Nothing was yielding. You talk about, you know, I mean, all of your investments, you know, are gone. You know, I lost everything. In those days, it was cattle ranching and all these other things they did. But consider it as though it were today. If you use today's language in there, it would be he lost everything. Fig tree was not blossoming. There was no fruit in the vines. The labor of the olive had failed. The fields were not yielding any meat. The flocks were cut off from the fold. I mean, there was no herd in the stalls. I mean, it was like, you know, I mean, he lost everything, you know, but he said, yet, now that's resilience. That's being battle tested through the losing of the olive, the fields, I mean, dried up. It's like, you know, fire went through there and devoured everything. The flock were cut up. They were not even producing anything. I mean, it was just all kinds of calamity after calamity. You know, in his financial world, it was some complete ruin. But yet he said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. he has been through a few things. And he knows how to come out. You know, he's put on his ruggedness. And put on his game face. And say, well, the Lord is my strength. And at the end of the day, it will cause me to ride upon my high places. Now, are you battle tested? What will you do when you are faced with your own trials? Now, here's a few, couple of promises for you. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 8. And the Lord always loved to encourage us to not be afraid. Why did he always say that? Even when Jesus, during his earthly ministry, he was always saying, fear not, fear not, fear not. Well, because fear, you know, when it grips you because of things around you, that weakens your defenses. And the devil will get an advantage once he can get you into panic or fear. And so the Lord would always say to them, you know, don't be afraid, because he will not forsake you. Here's what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 8. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, and he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Therefore, fear not, and be not dismayed. No matter what you are going through, remember, the Lord is right there with you. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. He said, look, when you pass through the fire or pass through the floods and all of these things, neither will the fire kindle upon you, nor the floods overwhelm you. For the Lord thy God is with thee. And he told Joshua the same thing, whithersoever thou goest. Isaiah 41 and verse 10 says, the Lord will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. You know, therefore be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. But if you faint in the day of adversity, in other words, you cannot endure these battles, then you really can't say you've been battle tested or you have developed that ruggedness. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10 tells us that, look, if you faint in the day of adversity, you know, then your strength is small. But God doesn't want your strength to be small. God wants you to put on strength, you know, and quit ye like men. 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. You know, be strong in the Lord. You know, stand fast in the faith. Be rugged. And Paul told Timothy. And so on and so forth. You know, whatever we do, Ephesians chapter 6 says, look, having done all to stand, you know, we stand all the worlds, you know, anything that the devil, the wiles and things he may hurl at you, we stand it all, you know, and fight after fight after fight, you know, you gain more resilience. And you all come out of it and say, I have fought a good fight. I've kept the faith and so forth. You know, I've finished my course, Paul said. Well, we haven't finished yet. But are you fighting a good fight? Are you keeping the faith? So we need to be rugged in our faith, rugged in our posture as we go through life. All things that the enemy may throw at us. I mean, how I wish that we do not ever have any issues. Everything is always good. Good in our body. Good in our spirit, even good in our soul. But I guarantee you that soul is always, one day it's going to be happy, the next day it's going to be sad or dismayed or try to be discouraged and so forth. The spirit will try to pick up sometimes, but even then, what about your body? Sometimes your body will feel worn out. I mean, you're just tired, and then physically, and you can also be tired mentally. You know, psychologically, you can be tired. And the devil will use all those psychological, you know, things to try to get an advantage against you. But you got to draw from the strength of the things that Lord's put you through before. David drew from the strength of the battle against the lion and the battle against the bear when he had to go up against Goliath, which nobody else could do. Everybody else said, well, we can't do it. This man has come to defy the armies of Israel. David said, no. This man has come to defy the armies of the living God. So David already switching this fight into the spiritual. Everybody else going after it in the natural. But he's switching it to the spiritual already. And once you do that, you make it about God's fight, the Lord will strengthen you. Battle after battle, you must win. Jeremiah 12 and 5. I love this scripture. I learned it when I was a young man. And since then, I've been quoting it and reminding myself of it. That look, if you run against footmen and you're weary, how in the world are you going to contend against horses? So you got to win the battle when you run against footmen. You know, and I remember, you know, even when I was doing sports, you know, they remember this verse and try to be very competitive. And I always wanted to win. I didn't want to just participate. Some people would like to just, just participate and that's good. For me, it was, I got to win. Some people say, the fun is in just participating. For me, it never was like that. The fun was in winning. I got to win. I got to win. So, but this scripture says, look, when you contend, when you run against footmen, those who are on foot, just like you, side by side, and you cannot win, then how are you going to go side by side against someone who's on a horse? You can't do it. So you got to win the little one and then get strength. Strengthen yourself for the bigger ones. And then what are you going to do? I mean, if everything is peaceful in the land of peace, wherein you trusted, you can't even survive when things are going well. What are you going to do when all hell break loose? Basically, is what that scripture means. So spiritual ruggedness, being battle tested, bearing in your body, say the marks of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look, I've been through a few fights. But I come out as a winner. Even Jesus, he purposely left those wounds in his hands, because so that he can show it. But people, did you ever think that the Lord could not heal those wounds and then just let everything be healed as if it was never there? No, there's a reason why he left those wounds there. And then when they ask him, well, where did you get those wounds? He will say, well, from the house of my friends. And he showed them, because they never really believed that he was the Messiah. But they knew that the Messiah came and was crucified. Then he will show it to them. But he left that there to prove what he went through as well. And sometimes, that's why when we have, a wound, sometimes when the wound heals, it leaves a scar as a reminder. That's right. You can read Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 6 and see the testimony of Christ to the Jews eventually. So, well, where did you get those wounds? I said, well, I was wounded in the house of my friends. So the scars that remain that were on Paul's body, wherein he said, look, don't anyone mess with me. I've got scars on my body to prove it that no matter what you do to me, it's not going to matter. None of these things move me. I've got the proof right here. See all these scars on my body? That's my proof. You can do whatever you want, but I'm going to keep on going. So Jesus also at the end, he left those scars there to show it to the people. He went through a few things, and he fought many battles for us, even in the spirit. They even killed him. But he come out of there as well. So we got to be battle tested. Now, whatever your battle may be, might be different from mine, different from your brothers and your sisters, different from everybody's battles may be different. But today's battles, you can draw strength for today's battles from yesterday's victories. That's why you got to win, and get yourself some strength from what the Lord did in the past. And even, if that fight did not go your way, well, you're still here, aren't you? So that's the way I see it. You might have lost a few fights, but you are still here, aren't you? Well, you'll get another chance because some more fights are coming, you got to win. Some people say win some, lose some. Well, I like to win them all. you know. And Paul said, look, I can win them all. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I've learned both on how to abound and how to be empty, how to be full, how to be in distress, how to be this and that. Because the Lord is my strength and I can do all these things. Now, that's the mindset of the battle-tested believer. And you can be battle-tested in many other ways, in your mind as well. You know, the devil, you know, he'll come into all these fears of our lives. You know, the enemy can come in. You know, he can come against you in your mind to be tested so that you can have, his goal is for to, you know, make you of shaky mind so that you're quickly destabilized. You know, but, you know, you can overcome that by developing a posture of faith and ruggedness. Look, no matter what, I know the Lord is with me and I know I'm coming through. Praise the Lord. And so I wanted to just give you these scriptures this morning to encourage you once again on, and some of you are going to need this before this week is over. You know, you're going to need to pull on it and say, wow, you know, because that is just life, unfortunately. You start out, everything is all good and rosy on Monday. Then by Wednesday, you already have a flat tire. It's like the air is already let out of your balloon. So what you going to do then? You know, you've got to remember, you know, the previous victories of the Lord, how the Lord pulled you through. And that's the thing that, you know, is difficult sometimes. And it amazes me how quickly people forget. You know, I mean, the children of Israel were a prime example. I mean, miracle after miracle. I mean, I saw all the plagues in Egypt. It's all the things the Lord did and how the Lord protected them. Not a single one of them experienced any of those judgments and evil. And they saw the miracle at the Red Sea. I mean, they saw all these things, you know, but, you know, they come up against, you know, a place where there is no water. And all of a sudden, they forgot all of that. You know, they forgot the Lord that just brought them through the Red Sea. You know, and so these exhortations, you know, are for us to, you know, remember. You've got to be resilient when the battles come your way and not grumble like those people did, not murmur like they did. They were called murmurers. They just go around grumbling, murmuring, and so forth. You know, never remembering what the Lord had already done. But for you, lift up your head, O ye gates. That's right. And let the King of Glory come in. Never let your head be bowed down, no matter what. Because you are a winner. Hallelujah. Now, are you a winner? Now, that's the question here. Have you been through a few fights and a few battles? Are you battle tested? Are you ready? You know, all the things that we've gone through in the past are to prepare you for the thing that you are going through now. Or whatever you're going through now may be preparing you for what you are yet to go through. These are the things, you know. And I've determined in my mind by the grace of God that, look, you know, I'm right here at this moment. And I've gone through all those things. I'm ready. Hallelujah. You know, because the Lord is with me. And first and foremost, he will not allow anything to come against us beyond our strength. We already know that. So with every temptation, he will also give a way of escape. So, you know, putting that in our minds, we know that the Lord is also with us and he can deliver us out of all of the trials and temptations. There had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. 1 Corinthians 10:13. But God is faithful. And he would not allow you to be tested. I love the word tested. Above what you are able. But with every test and every trial, he will also make a way of escape so that you may be able to bear it. And after you finish this one, there will be another one. Maybe a few days, maybe a few months, maybe a few weeks. Who knows? The Bible says even in the days of Jesus, After Jesus got the victory over him in the wilderness, the Bible said the devil departed from him for a season. You know, now we're not told many other things, but I guarantee you that was not the only time, because it said for a season. Yeah, he'll go away for a season, but he'll come back. Check it out again. See, well, whether I can catch you off guard. That's what the devil does. When you beat him up or give him a black eye, so to speak, he'll go away and he'll come back. You know, he'll come back, see if I can catch you off guard sometime when you are not paying attention. You know, so that's why we must not walk in the flesh, because the devil is always looking for an opportunity to strike. And for now, it's impossible, you know, to completely eradicate the influence of demonic activity. Their time is coming, but it's not yet. You know, they are able to roam around now. All you can do is cast them out from one place, you know, to another. But their time is not yet to go into, you know, the lake of fire. They can still roam around and so forth. And they are always roaming around. The devil himself also roaming around in 1 Peter 5:8, roaming around, looking for whom to devour and so forth. You know, but your resilience will be, look, he's not devouring anything around my house. You put up your fence and so forth. That's what we do against, you know, breakers in. I mean, those who would break in, and thieves and robbers and so forth. You fortify, you put burglary proofing on your windows, you put gates around your doors and so forth. You know, so when the would-be robber or somebody who would try to break in, when they see that gate around your house, it's a deterrent. They move on to the next place, you know, and so on. You know, so he that diggeth a pit will fall into it, according to Ecclesiastes 10:8. And whoso breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. So you make sure the hedge around you is not broken. And even if the serpent did bite once before, well, you know, we got to learn from that and close that edge. I mean, close that gap in the hedge and so on and so forth. So at the end of the day, can we have a testimony like Paul that said, look, you know, I've kept the faith, you know, I've fought a good fight. You know, I've been through a few battles, but I was never moved by any of those things. And right now, you know, I know I'm ready to receive my crown. So as we go through today and this week, may the Lord strengthen you in the inner man with the grace and strength that you need. You know, but we must be battle tested. We must be rugged in our faith, and we must build spiritual resilience no matter what the enemy throws against you. The shield of faith is a great one to have. You use that to quench all his fiery darts. And if by any means something gets through and knocks you down, well, then you get up again, you know, and you keep on fighting. Praise the Lord. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for your people on here this morning. I thank you for the word of God, the word of encouragement, you know, that we need to be, show ourselves battle tested and proven. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, because we can look back on previous victories that the Lord has brought us through. As it is written, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. And we can look back and see what the Lord has brought us through, and then use that to strengthen ourselves for the present conflict. Thank you, Father. Give grace, O Lord, to your children. Let there be encouragement from the word of God and from, you know, such simple exhortations as this, that we may draw strength and encouragement and keep on going. And we know that we can win every battle. And no matter what the enemy throws at us, God, the Lord said, be of good cheer. You have a lot of challenges, but I've already overcome the world for you, and you can overcome too. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. 1 John 5:4. So Lord, I pray that we strengthen ourselves as we go through day after day to the glory and praise of your name. In Jesus' name, I will not give in, nor give up. And we will always come out victorious, no matter what. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.